This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 25th. God's word to you today is stance. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 7, and it says, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." This is taken from the New King James Version. John 9, verses 35 to 38 says, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Who is he, sir? I want to believe in him." "You have seen him," Jesus said, "and he is speaking to you." "Yes, Lord, I believe," the man said, and he worshipped Jesus. This speaks of the lordship of Jesus. Some sects say that Jesus is the angel Michael that came in person. No angel of God accepts worship, but Jesus accepts worship. Some people claim that Jesus is just a prophet of God. No prophet of God can accept worship. The prophet that accepts worship is not of God, but Jesus accepts worship. What does that make him? God. John 9 verse 39 says, "Then Jesus told him, 'I entered this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind and to show those who think that they can see that they are blind.'" Note that Jesus did not say, "I entered this world to judge." Two different things. Jesus does not condemn as a judge would, but rather as light, which by its very presence exposes. Do you understand? He is the light of the world. If someone has darkness and comes near him, the darkness will be exposed. Jesus is not judging you. He is telling you that you need Jesus. John 9 verses 40 to 41 says, "Some Pharisees who were standing nearby heard him and asked, 'Are you saying that we're blind? If you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty,' Jesus replied. 'But you remain guilty because you claim you can see.'" Every time you come to God thinking you can see, you're actually blind. Every time you come to God thinking you have figured it out, you do not really know what you're talking about. The more of God you know, the more you know you do not know anything. The more of God you know, the more in awe you are. In Isaiah chapters 1 to 5, the prophet Isaiah was dishing out woes to everybody, cursing everybody, and he was a prophet. But Isaiah saw God in Isaiah chapter 6 and declared, "Woe is me, for I am undone." When you meet Christians that are critical, they have not seen God. When you see people that are very critical about other people's mistakes, they have not even seen God. When you see God, you see yourself and you become gentle. When you see other people, you will be merciful because you know that everyone needs help from God. However, pride is a major source of spiritual blindness. If you want to see, you commit to making a U-turn. For some of us, we need to commit to being non-judgmental going forward. For others, we need to commit to being bold about your experiences with Jesus. Some of us actually have to commit to speaking up for Christ, as this blind man did. Make a commitment to acting on the things that God is challenging you about. Jesus is the light of the world, and whoever follows him will not walk in darkness. If you have been walking in darkness, it is time to step up into his light and commit your life to Jesus. Let us pray. Father, please help me to remain small in my own eyes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.